Hello, good afternoon. This is Bipul Biswas, and now I want to talk about the Peach Biotechnology research to develop reproducible protocol for micropropagation. We have been doing micropropagation for so many different purposes, and Peach is our main one of the second crop right now. But if you see the history, that peach tree was originated in China 4,000 years ago. Later it was to India, Persia, came to Europe, and from there Columbus took it and brought it to here, and it was grown in Georgia and in Peach County, where I belong to, in the Peach County in Fort Valley State University. But this peach tree is growing there in a high density orchard. But the problem is, Georgia peach production was like 400 million pounds one time, but right now it is around 140 million pounds, which is reduced drastically. The reason behind it is that trees dies suddenly in the farmers, their orchard. That is the main problem. Means when farmers are growing, suddenly in the third year, fourth year, in the growing season, they find that lot of trees suddenly die. A lot of research has been going for that for several years. As you know, this is still $30-40 million income, but we hardly got any good results. Some people are working on nematodes, some people are working on breeding, some different kind of research are going on. As biotechnology comes, I found several researchers has published couple of papers, but it was not reproducible. I mean, that we cannot reproduce, we cannot follow this protocol so that we can reproduce. Our target was how we can improve with using biotechnology that abiotic and biotic stress tolerant peach trees. And you know, peach trees also, you see here a combination of factors including this root rot, soil nematodes, peach tree borer, and cold stress. This reduces orchard longevity. So as this is a major problem, people are doing on so many different aspects. And we didn't find that good reproducible protocol in vitro. So as I have a very good research experience on woody fruit trees that I will show you, that we got good experience. So I thought, let's try if I can get some good success in that. And I am going to show you my previous experience on woody fruit trees. Like this is one woody fruit tree, this is guava. And you see I did multiplied, single bud break, then multiplication and multiple shoots, and they grow well, all are healthy. And that somatic embryos, I got different good somatic embryos. If you know that tissue culture can grow, this is somatic embryos in guava as well. And so thousands of embryos I grew. Not only that, I got successful germination of those embryos. They grew. These are somatic embryos. And you see this, I did the artificial synthetic seeds, and they germinated. These two plants you see right side, they are still growing in the greenhouse. I don't know, removed others, but these two are still growing. Then for this plant, we tried transformation for CBF genes, cold tolerant genes, and we did that, and this is one of that plant. So to say that this is another woody fruit tree we worked with. If you know this plant, this is Gruia asiatica, just like blueberry kind of thing. Very sweet. Sherbet berry also is its name. We did a little difficulty there, but we got some, multiplication here, bud break, multiplication roots, and even somatic embryos from there. So to say, here is another big tree that I worked with, and I don't have much picture here, but this is a neem tree. And we used so many different multiplication method we did successfully. And the other propagation I did, you see this is only bud break, then multiplication, then you see multiplication from this plant, then rooting, synthetic seed. So culture room was full of tissue culture, but the problem I couldn't solve is with beads. That's why I thought to present here to get some advices, those who are here, experiences from you, or that you can give me some advices. So, in peace, those who don't know about peace, I want to tell, peace use, we normally the scion and the rootstocks. The rootstocks go underneath because this plant, that scion cannot grow well or food or any, the susceptible to nematodes. So, those who are resistant to more nematodes, so we, make a joint combination so that peace trees grows well. We selected, there are so many different 200, 300 peace trees, that, different varieties growing in Georgia, but we selected a couple of them because I cannot try all of them. So we have a couple of good peach farmers there. One is land packing next to our Fort Valley State University. Their orchard I used for there. Then we have a southern nut and fruit, Byron, that Dr. Tom Beckman is working on peach tree. He was helping me doing that different selection. So we are working together and to work for this thing. So this is my peach orchards we developed in the campus to get some materials to do work. And these are, each line has 75 trees, and we have 16 lines like that, and all different varieties with, here you can see the variations. They have different chilling requirements. So we started chilling requirement from 600 to 900. So we wanted to see that which one is can, and we can make breeding or protoplast fusion if we can develop a good somatic embryogenesis protocol or reproducible. That was the main target. And you see the variation among, this is couple of that, among fruit, timing, season, everything. So we were thinking about to help our community, our farmers. So you can see this round, these are the main problem. You can see the trees. You can see that gumming, glue, there are some gamosis happens in a cold, and also all these problems, it is still one branch is dying, another branch is fruiting, and leaves are changing. So many different things. So what we did, we collected materials from scion as well as rootstocks. In the upper left hand, you see that is from rootstocks, and this bottom right side, that is a scion explant material we collected. Also, we use fruit, different ages of fruits to get the zygotic embryos, to see how we can get some somatic embryos. So the thing is, we got, we tried. Main problem was surface sterilization. So I had my students, I used my students that for their master's research. So she did for surface sterilization, it was a problem. When she was collecting the materials from outside, if you give higher treatment of bleaching, then dyeing. And if lower treatment, then there is fungal infection, bacterial infections. So those problems were very good, and it was varying season to season. And you know that peach trees, that there is a dormancy period. So you don't get shoots most of the time. So if you use that dormant shoots, it is very difficult for, surface sterilization. We got that, so when the season came for fruiting, took out the nucellus tissues. You can see left hand side upper nucellus tissues, and right hand side you can see that some embryos. And if you see my bottom right, your left, that response, that is a different kind of response I have ever seen. But it is very often I can see this kind of. It's like you cannot see. This is a callusing, but it grows like this kind of, like our tumor, our brain cells. It looks like that. I don't know what. So I was trying to observe that one, if I can get some some response from there. But I didn't. This growth is very good like that one, but no shoot. No embryos, no organogenesis. We tried, if you see what medium we tried, all available protocol on peach trees. We tried all of them, variations, and whatever experience I had, I tried all them, means couple of thousand different combinations you can try. So then this grows. We found this kind of finally, but it's not all. We cannot go further after this. You can see in a little bit growth, then down the right hand side you that plumule and radicular growth, and here in one like leafy kind of structure is growing, but that's it, one or two. So that is the main challenge, problem, and that's why I said, and for bud breaking from nodal, you can see here. For leaf callus culture, or you see from there some roots came up, and that's it. And for bud break, hardly there is a multiplication, only bud break, and we cannot even help them to grow, you know, elongations. That is another problem. And upper right side, you can see that just like a growing embryo kind of thing, those are not embryos actually. Those are some zygotic embryos. They form malformation like that, and that's it. It's we couldn't manipulate that one to develop complete embryo. So for this research is going on for last 6 years, and this is three students already worked on that on two years, so you can say 6 years, and no response, no reproducible thing. But I will say these are some data for that, what we got, that BAP and something, one of my students, she tried and she said, I said, no, this is not the good result or then. So in conclusion, published protocols for peace didn't help us. Woody plant tissue cultures, we know that is difficult, but we had experiences. We did a lot of fruit trees, but for peach, it's still challenge and in vitro. But we will be glad that if we can do something, because we know biotechnology can help our peach, but so far we couldn't. So I will, these are the references that we found some, for protocol, but they didn't have. So I request your suggestions and help from your personal experiences to develop a pre-producer protocol. Thank you.
Do we have time for questions?
Yes.
Suggestions. You can contact me. There is my email ID. If you want me to email, contact me and suggest, that will be good. And we have a very good orchard. Fruits are very good, tasty. And Georgia is good for tasty, sweet peaches. And for all over USA, Georgia grows the tastiest, sweetest peaches. So you have to come there to taste that. I know our orchard, right now, a lot of peaches and tasty, but that's the problem, it dies. We don't know why. I saw next day that one tree dead, trees fallen. I developed one robot to see these changes. So the robot goes by itself, because first I do a UAV, but UAV cannot take the picture so closely. So I developed a robot so that robot can go to this orchard by itself and keep taking pictures for each trees from both sides to find out that, because if we are sick, we go to doctor, but those trees cannot come to us that, hey, I'm sick. So I thought, we cannot go every day and take pictures, and the student cannot take the picture from the same place. So we developed this robot that it can take the picture from same position, same direction, and it can make the file. But still, we are not sure what we need to do. Thank you very much. Yes, please. Yeah, for you are asking that if I develop some tissue culture method to give you for cryopreservation. I didn't develop the tissue culture method. I can give you only the tissues for that, so that you can help that way. Because cryopreservation, I don't know the thing you are thinking about. Cryopreservation we can do. We have cryopreservation facility with us. But for micropropagation, we need the propagation protocol. So that we can send, you know, we know that a plant varies, plant to plant, variety to variety, it can change a different response, it happens. But at least some sort of close response should come. But yes, definitely I'll be glad to be in contact with, touch with you, and whatever way we can give you the materials, we'll be glad to give you some, you know. Thank you. USDA? Oh, thank you very much. So we can give you those things. Definitely I'll be glad to do that and we'll touch with you. Okay, ma'am? All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.